Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
And we're off.
G'day, g'day.
Hey, honey.
How are you, baby girl?
I'm good. Much better now. How are you?
Well, you know, I don't know if you could tell, but I've kind of got a nasal issue thing going on right now.
So we were supposed to podcast with Ariana this week, but we have pushed that to next week because I really wanted to do that one in person and make it a video podcast because, you know, we haven't had the best luck with the Zoom podcasts here on Shenanigans. And we couldn't do it in person this week because, honey?
Well, see, the thing about this story, there's a start, a middle, and an end, and it starts off with what we think that we know that I had COVID.
Well, the whole family.
Which turned into the middle of the story, the family, and the end of the story, here we are.
And we're fine.
Okay. So that was like, that was the little three steps.
But that was why we had a week off last week. We were dealing with not just Brock having COVID, not just Brock and I, but also my mom.
I gave it to the whole.
And unfortunately, Summer.
Family.
But here's the thing. We were together the whole time. So it's not like it was even your fault. It just hit you quicker before it hit me. You tested positive first.
Yeah.
So that made it your fault, but we were together the whole time. It's not like you went somewhere and could have got it without me.
And to be honest, this going to like dealing with this whole situation in itself was a little traumatic because first off, if you mention to somebody COVID, I think they might reference you to as the plague. And
yeah.
They're like, oh, they look at you. But it was really difficult because we get tested every week, right?
So every Monday, literally we're tested weekly this year.
And then on top of that, and I don't want everyone to be like, oh, you guys are idiots. Like COVID's real. Like we have spent nearly a year and a half of this COVID just doing the best we can because I was scared and I was worried of people giving it to anybody. I was scared of this situation right here.
No, this was literally my biggest fears coming to light. Like my baby and my mom getting COVID. I have been terrified of for the past year and a half.
And it was also more how it came about. And we don't know exactly how, right? But it was kind of like the domino effect of who got sick because I carried all the blame going into this.
Well, because you tested positive first. Yeah. But, okay, let's back it up. So Brock and I went to New York for Watch What Happens Live. I mean,
tested there.
Yeah, we tested. So when we landed, I wasn't feeling 100% and I started freaking out because I was like, oh my God, like what if I have COVID? I can't fly home. We're going to have to rent a car. We're going to have to drive cross country. Like I can't be away from my baby for that long for a quarantine. So I'm freaking out. We get tested as we do every Monday and you have to get tested for Watch What Happens Live. And we're both negative. We're like, whew, okay.
We do a test after that before we leave, 2-3 days later before we leave. We just do a COVID rapid test. We went to CVS and brought the rapid test.
Yeah.
Negative. So we made it through that. We're like, okay, honey, you're just tired from the flight. We assumed.
And it is flu season. So I'm like, and it was just like a little like 24, 48 hour. I just felt.
And that was you, right? Down. You didn't have any symptoms after that.
No. So. And it wasn't any like COVID symptoms. It was just like I was tired. We traveled. We didn't really sleep on the flight.
Yeah, we had a red eye to New York. Then we flew out then 2 days later.
But like
later
when
I
fly like JetBlue Mint, sometimes like even though I have the lay down flat bed, I like the experience. Honey. So I don't always sleep. So that's my point.
Yeah, they got good movie. Like you watch the movie. When
no,
you shoot
watch
really.
What Happens Live. When they fly us out, it is the first class. It is top tier. I don't pay for that myself.
Yeah, I know.
But that is that is.
I need to rub it in.
No, but I'm just saying, guys, I love to enjoy that experience. So we get like less than 2 hours sleep. I feel like shit, but it's not COVID. We're like, oh, thank God. We get home. We're fine until the following Monday when we get our normal
test. We have our normal test.
And I'm still fine.
Midnight. Here's the thing. We get our normal test and it's that regular that at midnight you get an email and you're like, and you're in bed. And you're like, oh, babe, negative, baby. I did not get that text.
I did.
Sheena did and was like, well, babe, you know what happens if you don't get up by midnight? And I was like, what do you mean you know what happens?
And his
how do
just
you-
says processing.
Moment, yeah.
I was like, ooh, I don't know about
they
that.
They were processing like how to tell me. So anyway.
But even worse than that was that night because we had just tested negative. We had all of our friends over and their babies.
Shit. Yeah.
On the sky deck, thankfully, outdoors, but we did a little like pizza, beer, wine night with all of the babies.
I'm so lucky. Stassi, like, Brittany, everybody was
Lala,
there, guys.
All the babies.
Oh my God. You know, all the kids, all the parents, all the kids. And this was the night before. And then the next day, we had such a good evening with everybody.
It was so nice.
This is the hardest part of COVID, is going ahead and biting the bullet and just telling people, hey, this is, I have COVID. I tested positive. This is what happened. This is the next steps.
Yeah.
That was difficult because obviously production called us up. So they have a company, they third party, and they manage it all for us very, very well. They're like, look, this is your rules. You got to be vaccinated on these dates and these dates. So you're going to now go ahead and go into isolation, separate yourself from the family. Who are you with? And then that was when they were like,
everybody.
They were like, sorry, what?
Everybody.
We'll call you right back. So they hung up the phone. And then 2 minutes later, somebody else from production was like, we need to know who you are with. I was like, fuck, I just shut down filming.
Then I start freaking out because I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I was in the office when I found this out. And I have Sheena in the house.
Did you have so much anxiety having to come out?
I was
and
like,
tell
for
me?
For a minute, I was like, this doesn't end good for me. Okay?
And it's not just me in summer. And my mom is also there.
There was your mom. Okay. now it's like a workplace health and safety issue. I'm joking. But yeah, so that was, and then started to walk out of the office. I'm on the door. And I was like, oh, this is literally how I delivered this. I think it was along these lines. I was like, so, I tested positive.
and then I just start bawling.
Oh, it wasn't a good feeling.
Because now all of a sudden, like last night, summer was fine. But now all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, I just thought because we were outside, like we had all the babies and their walkers, like they were bundled up. I lent everyone beanies. We had a little beanie walker gang going on up there with all the kids. I just thought, you know, like she coughed because it was cold outside. And so we took her inside and the next morning she has a cough. Now she has a fucking fever. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
So I call our baby nurse, who is amazing. She worked with us all season on set, and she has a company that does at-home COVID tests. So she comes over.
I was banished. Once I said that, it was they shut me back in the office. They slid under my door 2 face masks, and they said through the doorway, make sure you wear these if you need to come out, and if you need something, just don't come out and just ask us for it.
Uh-huh.
So that was me for whatever transpires next. I have no idea what the plan was.
He had to make his phone calls. I'm freaking out. Then I'm calling people on the side too. And they're just like, Sheena, it's okay. Like this happens. Like we're all fine. Like no one was up in Brock's business. It's not like he was holding the babies or anything like that. Thank God.
Oh God.
But yeah.
This was like, we've had probably 5 events, mainly in like this back part of this pandemic where we've kind of like, I should be right. We're vaccinated.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, that was it. Like, we've been very...
We just went on a freaking work trip. Like, I mean, it... Wow. I don't know. Like, we don't know if it was traveling. You can get out the fucking grocery store. The worst part
of COVID is literally calling everybody you care about, because you, if you took the time in the pandemic to spend time with these people, you care about them, and literally going through everybody. I had to call my driver up, okay, and be like, hey, bro, I know you drove me, but just a heads up. And he's like, thank you, don't feel anything, not a problem, but appreciate it. Like, I had to go through the list.
Yeah. Nurse comes over, does not home test, and the minute I found out my baby was positive.
What did you think just then? Because I wasn't in the room for this. You guys, I was in the other room.
Here's the thing. It was like my biggest fears all just happening in front of my eyes, but also a weird sigh of relief because I knew she was going to be okay. I knew in my heart. But I was also freaking out in my head. But I was like, no, like, she's going to be okay. But then I had to call her doctor because we had her vaccinations a week later. So I'm like, well, obviously she can't go get her vaccines next week. I need to call the doctor. I need to let them know. We set up a telemed appointment for later that evening. And he was just like, you know what? It happens. Babies are typically fine. It's like a little bit of a cold. He had us switch her vitamin D to Polyvisal and to give her a multivitamin. He said, you know, breast milk is the best thing for her and she would be fine.
Listen, we are very blessed. Summer was fine. But yeah. I was banished to the wetlands.
I'm still worried now about my mom.
Yeah. So that was our biggest issue this whole pandemic is your parents, because we see them
even
often.
Even though she's also vaccinated.
Yeah.
But it's just like you just don't know.
You don't know. So we've had friends, close friends of ours. Yeah. Parents have passed from this. So it was very... Having that over your head was
really
crazy.
Scary. I was freaking the fuck out.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And then I tested positive. My mom tested positive. Well, We're all fucking positive.
So long story short... I was the one that was positive.
A slow trickle.
We kind of were like, let's separate up. I will go to San Diego because I'm a big male adult just coughing around the house. It wasn't fun. So I went to San Diego. Sheena and her mom went out to Palm Springs to be in an open area and they took the COVID kid with them.
Yeah.
And 2-3 days later, they tested positive. So here I was getting a vacation down here and working on what I had to do was working, was sleeping. And then Sheena's like, we all have
actually,
it. So you're getting your ass back out here because we're a team and you had some days off.
Team COVID. But thankfully, you
long
know,
story short, this is
we're
the
good.
End. We've been to him.
It is a bit of a relief. I know you can get it again. It's not, I don't think, as likely, but
we're COVID antibodies, like vaccine antibodies and natural immunity now.
But so you can still get it again. So I'm not saying I'm just going to like go out, mask
listen, I'm not
going.
We can't even have this conversation because there's too many people on two different sides of the conversation about this. Let's just say this. We survived.
Yes.
We're very lucky and we will work on our health to put us in the best position possible to deal with
absolutely.
This moving forward.
My point was just I am still going to be careful because I know we can get it again. But I do feel a bit of relief that my biggest fear happened and we're all okay.
I'm so
that was my biggest fear was Summer or my mom getting COVID and not being okay.
And there are those wild cases that we really do hear. And this is the problem
with
COVID. Let's move on because like so many people could get offended by what we're saying about it. Like, oh, well, you're just lucky. Like, I get it, guys.
We are very lucky.
I get it. We survived this banter. This is what happened with our life. We're blessed.
Yeah.
Now we're back, guys.
We're back. So we are actually back in San Diego right now. We did Palm Springs for a week. Now we're down in San Diego finishing out our week here, and then we'll be back in LA.
I have definitely enjoyed being down here. I must say it is a good vibe.
Yeah.
But I also bummed. We miss Sandoval's live performance.
Yeah, that's why we weren't there.
Guys, if you saw on the Zoom... On live, on Instagram live. That was so fun. I missed those moments with our friends.
We also missed Bryce Vine's album release party.
Wow. Damn it. Broken Bottles.
Yeah.
Shout out to Broken Bottles.
But yeah. Anyways, so we're here. We're good. We're in San Diego. And one of the things I was mentioning a couple weeks ago, I was saying how we were down here, but I was happy to be back in L.A., to be back in our bed because we have the best sheets in L.A.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because I used to refer to this bed as my go-to in San Diego.
Right, but then we moved
But
to
then we
LA.
Got a bigger bed and better sheets.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the sheets.
It is, which is why I ordered more sheets for San Diego.
Well,
because I needed it in both houses, you know?
Yeah, I know. Definitely know.
So we have Boll & Branch sheets, which I've talked about before, but I want to mention it again because honestly, you guys, we spend 1/3 of our lives in bed. So, you know, pure organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch, they can make a very good Christmas gift for someone. You know, holiday seasons are coming up. I think it's a good gift.
Damn right. Put them in the sheets.
So one of the things that I love the most about the Boll & Branch sheets is Brock and I are very different sleepers. Like he's a hot sleeper.
Hot.
You always run hot.
Hot.
And I'm always cold. So it's like I either want to cuddle up next to you to get some of your heat or I just need really good sheets that are good for either hot or cold sleepers.
And these sheets help both of us, right?
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. That's the favorite part about my sheets.
They're the best. And we have them in like a bright white. They look good in all of our houses. They match all of our decor. And it's not just their sheets that are made the right way, you guys. They also have pillows, bath towels, and robes.
Babe.
Mm-hmm.
Get me that for another gift for White Elephant for Christmas. Put it under somebody's tree, and I feel like they would really enjoy that.
Yeah, they come in a wide range of colors, all sizes, from twin up to California King. So you guys can treat yourself and your loved ones to the new standard in bedding from Boll & Branch. Their gifts come wrapped and ready in their special holiday packaging. Order by 12/19 for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Get up to 20% off your order right now with promo code Shay at BollAndBranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code Shay. See site for details. Exclusions may apply. So yeah, good sheets in all cities.
Good sheets in all cities. We're definitely living the fast life there with the bed sheets.
And especially the last week, we've spent more time in bed.
In the sheets.
We've got some questions, honey.
All right, look, have you guys got some questions for us?
We do.
Let's change the MO because it's been bleak, but pick it
all
up
right.
For us.
Amy 018 wants to know, what's been the hardest part of your relationship?
I think the hardest part in our relationship that we've gone through together or separately.
Either.
Me and you have spoken about it, and I do want to talk to somebody outside of us because my hardest part in our relationship was especially that phase of the miscarriage, you know, because mm-hmm. that kind of, even though you guys heard I was playing golf, you know, I was going through it myself because it just brought back all my feelings of my ex, my kids, and where I was in life as opposed to enjoying that moment. And then us going through the miscarriage as I was trying to, you know, deal with that onboarding, and then it went to the miscarriage. And that for me, for our relationship, we both dealt with it completely differently, separately. But that was the hardest part. And to be able to talk to you about it was even harder because we had to talk about it, but yeah, mm-hmm. that was mine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We got through it. But yeah, that was definitely...
That was the hardest
part.
For me, that's a keystone moment because at that point, like I realized you were good for me. I am going to be a good dad. I believe him. Like, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
that for me was like, okay, this is where I'm going and this is fucking where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That was my, aww. It's a keystone moment for me in our relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you. Ugh. Next question. Let's just rapid fire these bad boys.
Carla Azate _ wants to know, has Brock ever met Shay and what is his opinion on him?
Have I ever met Shay?
You
I have not
met Shay, but you have
Max. I've met Jason Derulo. No, it's not
Jason Derulo. Whatever that. I was trying to write along.
I have met.
See, this is what gets you in trouble. Is sometimes Jason you just say Derulo. Things. I've never, for
well,
the
I'm
record.
Sorry.
But honey, Jason Derulo. Where do you even get that from? I have never hooked up with Jason Derulo.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was thinking like Body Doesn't Want to Land. Like,
okay, that's
out.
John Mayer, who yeah. you also have not met.
I have not. Oh, she has. I mean, yeah, I haven't met John Mayer, but I feel like we'll be friends.
Oh my God.
I have,
where I was going
I
with
have
that
met
is you
Jesse.
Met Rob.
I met Rob. Oh yeah, I've hung out with Rob. I've hung out with Max. I've hung out with Jesse Metcalf.
Oh yeah.
What other ones of your exes have I hung out with that
I mean,
have any ones?
Probably, but we don't you need just, to go there.
Oh wait, you're right. There's that guy. There's the other guy.
Oh, and
there's
then
that guy.
One, and then
what about the fat guys? We were watching TV the other day. And just so happened that another one of Sheena's celebrity smack buddies appeared on TV. And her mum just happened to remind me, oh, remember this guy?
No.
What do you mean, no? You used to watch SWAT. Your mum was like, no, she didn't. She said it to you, and I was in the fucking room.
Oh, because the neighbors were over too. And then she was just telling the neighbor. Anyway.
That you used to, my daughter used to smack that guy. Do you understand how that sounded? I was in the room and my head snapped.
Like, I don't think she said smack. I think she said date, but.
But we all know what you're
smack.
Dating. And I put my fingers up when I say friends of Sheena's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Love you, honey.
Anyway, so the reason I asked that about Shay is because it leads to this next question and why I brought up Rob. Jolie May 62 said, would you ever bring in any exes on your podcast, yours or Brock's?
Well, I feel like you could.
I was actually thinking, it's something that I've thought about for a while, about having Rob on the podcast.
Maybe I can ask him how to hang up that TV that stays up in 7 minutes. Because he's all sore mine and it didn't stay up.
People messaged him that your TV fell down.
Well, that's why I don't have cameos saying, let me tell you how to hang a TV in 7 minutes, you know? Maybe that's not my cameo tagline. It's like the bootlegger version of hanging a TV.
So if Rob comes on the podcast, you co-host it with me, right?
Well, I mean, if you need me to. Well, here's the thing, guys. I have no problems with Rob. I don't have problems with anybody. I don't have problems with Max. I don't, because I don't bear that. Do I wish you were treated differently? Yes, but thank
See,
you.
See, and I don't. Well, I'm so thankful for how that ended and how, because it was so bad that it just like, it forced me to like regain my independence. And I did this show in Las Vegas and headlined and like did so many things that I wouldn't have done if I was still in that relationship.
And I think that's a great way to think of relationships, especially, you know, it's a healthy way to think of it anyway. But yeah, I'll co-host with you with Rob. Like, I mean, what are we going to chat about? We've hung out a few times.
Yeah. I just thought that maybe, you know, it would be a fun future episode.
I don't know if you want to co-host any of my exes because I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Well, it's my podcast. So,
yeah, okay. So there's your answer. Yes to her exes, no to mine.
Yeah. So stay tuned because, I mean, Rob does have a new book out, you know, that he could talk about. He has some shows he's working on. So maybe we bring him on.
Do you guys, the question is to the people, would you like to have that?
I mean, this person asked.
That's one person. Okay. I want a minority
group. Let us know.
Let us know.
I think people would be into it.
Perfect.
We would have to ask, you know, that question.
What's the question?
Did you make out with the hostess at Toca Madera?
Oh, that's a good fucking question.
To this day, even like now being friends with him again, to this day, I never have asked him, did you do it? When I heard this rumor, I shut it down immediately because I was like, this is bullshit. And I know that he would never cheat on me. Like, this is bullshit. But I never even asked.
Wow. There you go, people. Maybe that might be a question when you have them on the podcast.
We'll see.
I'll ask it.
Stay tuned. Court.nickeltay wants to know, what is our favorite thing about each other, but also our favorite thing about summer right now?
You go first.
Oh, there's just so many little things about her right now. Like today, she was in her swing on the porch and she was just with her mouth wide open, like, ah, but like having so much fun. And then like she'll do like the
you got to pick one
with her
honey.
Lips. She does so many cute
just
little things.
Just pick one. It doesn't mean you don't like the other ones. They just asked you to pick one, okay?
right now, I think her scooting backwards is like...
In the wheels?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not in her walker. When we have her on tummy time and she's trying to crawl and she just scoots back and then she looks at us and smiles because like she knows she's doing something. But I love when she screams with like her like fun scream, like the ah.
Okay, there you go. I think my one for her is her smiling.
Yeah.
Now she kind of like looks at you and like gives you a big like gummy smile because she's got no teeth.
Oh, her gummy smile.
I posted it so you can see it.
It's
there.
Hard to just pinpoint one thing about her.
Well, what was the other question? One thing we like about you, each other?
Yeah.
Like I like the fact that you are a very positive person. And you put a lot of effort into like making sure you care about a lot of people, you know, and that makes me put a bit more effort into trying to care.
Mm, thanks,
gotcha, love you. Baby.
I mean, I love
you annoy the shit out of me,
and you annoy the shit out of me. But I love how you always make me want to be the best version of myself. Like you don't let me just take the easy way out.
I think it's just. And this isn't for you. This is like a problem I have. I hold myself to a standard that I want to get to, you know? And yeah, I did it when I was 19. Sorry, guys, growing up a little bit. But I feel like if you have the answers in front of you, which we have a lot of smart people in this world that do the testing and figure out the most appropriate way to do things, then doesn't that just make sense to try and do it like that? It's very difficult. You got the keys to success in front of you, but it's very difficult to keep along the... It's very simple. Repeat the same thing over and over again and try and do 1% extra more than you did yesterday.
Yeah.
But you know how hard it is to actually apply that in life?
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. Otherwise, everyone will be doing it. But
if it was easy,
you do good. You're doing really great. You've been working on your ability to like just you in general. And I see your confidence. And I hope you guys all see it this season too. Like, thanks, it's
honey.
Growing.
Well, I think by the end of the season, when you see me back in a crop top, you'll see like that extra
Babe,
confidence.
Watching the show now. And we're like 8 episodes in, 9 episodes in, like you're two different people.
I know. I mean, when I look back at it and I'm just,
you're about to see big boy hair in a Speedo coming up and that's not a pretty look, but you
I think
look great
from
and
the
you're very
first
healthy.
Day of filming till our finale, I think I lost 20 pounds over the season.
I finished filming and I still didn't lose any. And because how good you looked, it made me feel bad about myself. So I've lost 15 pounds.
You look so good, honey.
Thanks, baby. Wait till we go to
you put on a baby weight with me.
Yeah, but you lost yours when you gave the baby. I kept mine.
No, I
for
still
a while.
Had quite a bit. I just now am back.
What
almost.
Was for mothers out there? What was one thing for you that triggered? That was the turning point when you realized. Because I feel like, and a lot of women, I feel like could do this, and I don't want to be mansplaining.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what was something for you? Because what for me, like there was a key moment. Where you were like not happy with yourself, everything upset you, and then you realized, for me, I saw you talking to Courtney and you working out with her.
Yeah.
I really saw you kind of like, it's this simple just to turn up. And you turned up. And then by you just showing up to those workouts with her.
Yeah.
I think that was my point. What was your point for women out there?
I think it was just almost like a matter of acceptance and understanding, like my body just created human life and I need to accept that I'm not going to just snap back right away. That is not normal. And I really needed to, which was very, very difficult, remind myself to not compare to Lala. You know, who I'm filming with, who that was like my...
But look, props to Lala. We all say she just snaps back, but she probably put in a lot of work too.
No, she didn't. That was the problem. Oh. She's just blessed.
Fucking hell. That one didn't work.
Whereas I was like working out like regularly, but she also, I mean, she wasn't able to work out a lot of her pregnancy because she had some complications. So that wasn't her fault. She's very just naturally blessed. But I think for me, it was just, you know, I needed to be okay with that and just accept, you know, this is what my body is right now. And I know it's going to get better. And I can only do things at a certain pace.
Snail pace or rabbit, babe. You look great. And I'm proud of you.
And now I feel good. Now I feel like back to normal. These lightning fit workouts that I've been doing.
Is that what they're called?
Lightning fit. Yeah, you always say lit method, but that's the thing that you do in the dark with the rowing machines.
Yeah, I got it.
No, I did that one time. No, lightning fit. It's the EMS.
I know what it is. I did it for a day.
Okay, well, I'm explaining it to my listeners.
Oh, okay.
So these lightning fit workouts, it is EMS, which is like electromuscular stimulation, where you have these like suits you put on, and he has this little iPad that controls it, and it shocks your body, and it makes you use all of these muscles that you don't normally use. And basically, a 25-minute workout is equivalent to like 3 hours of a normal workout.
So the science of what it is yes, you use, it contracts the muscle. I don't believe you use more muscle. You use more muscle in saying the fact that it's tensing from the attachment where the muscle attaches and the origin and where it inserts. Uh-huh. So, and it's very effective. And I do see your results, honey. I do see it. I like it. If it works for you and it keeps you moving, good on you.
Yeah. I've felt but so amazing.
I wouldn't recommend it to everybody.
No, I don't think it's for everybody, but
if it works for you, it works
for you. I do it twice a week, and minus the last week that I haven't been able to do it, but I've been on such a good roll and I feel so good doing it. So shout out to Lightning Fit. If you guys are in LA or OC, they do at home or they have classes, and it is literally the best. It is my favorite workout I have honestly ever done.
Wow. Ever done. Even in my workouts, eh?
Yeah. No, this is like legitimate my favorite. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it
no
really
offense
is.
Taken. What's the next question, honey? Rapid fire. Let's get them going.
Rapid fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So because we briefly mentioned Rob and the TV, I saw a question come in from Kara Brooklyn _ that said, what's up with you and Charlie? Her post was clearly a joke. Do you think you overreacted?
Yes.
No, I don't think I overreacted.
I think you did.
Here's the thing. Charlie posted that the TV fell down. All I was doing was reminding her, like, when you went over that day, honey, you told them you needed a stud finder, anchors, all of this stuff, which they didn't have. We were filming for the vlog, so it wasn't like you went over there to actually do the job the right way.
Yeah. And
that was my point.
I know, but there's no need to kind of have that Twitter argument with somebody.
It wasn't an argument.
I know, but it was you defending me.
Yes.
It was you
have you met me? I defend the man I'm dating.
I understand that, but I agree with whoever just made that comment. I don't think it was necessary for you to be like, well, actually it was because of this. Because the reality is, I hung a TV. If it's lasted longer than what I thought it would have, and then it fell down. And I kind of expected that.
Well, yeah,
and so
they
did Charlie.
They,
no, they did expect it. So Corey showed me that photo before they even posted it.
In the wall after we left that day. You just did that.
Yeah, and that's fine. But if fallen out, it has not, like, it's funny. I think you missed the humor in it, honey.
Well, the first
because
one,
you went straight to defensive, and I appreciate
you. And I just said, I was like, but you guys know you didn't have the right tools there. And that was it. That was all I was saying.
And it just,
and then,
it
but
was
then
just
she came back and was like, did you sit up all night mad? It's not that deep, boo.
I
was like, oh, no. That moment, that was...
Well, you also just had COVID.
No, this was the morning after Summer tested positive.
Yes.
So I'm like, no, I did not sit up all night mad about your fucking tweet, dude. I sat up all night with a baby who has COVID. And that is what I texted her. So I was like, I'm not going to Twitter fight.
Do you understand where in this whole thing...
It was the wrong day.
It was the wrong day. And maybe that was a day where you needed to be like, oh yeah, that was funny. Or even just wait.
But there
just
were even other people who were like, you're just posting this to make her man look bad.
Which,
like,
is fine. I'm pretty sure I made myself look bad this whole season.
So
because
our friends don't need to add fuel to the fire.
But you know what, honey?
I was annoyed by it. I don't think I overreacted. I think I just didn't find her humor funny in that post.
Yeah, look.
And I'm glad you did.
I knew about it beforehand when I went to lunch with Corey. He's like, oh, yo, look at this. The TV fell off. I was like, fuck, surprise, it lasted so long.
Yeah.
And I knew that we had a mutual funny conversation with them, and there was no need to like take that conversation and be like, guys, well, actually the TV didn't fit in the wall because I didn't hit a stud and I didn't have the appropriate, like,
but
that's just too much.
But that's what I do.
But
I like to explain things.
I understand, but I think some
it was
things
just like, oh, look, Brock
unsaid.
Did a shit job. It fell and we thought someone was breaking in. And I was like, well, it fell because you guys didn't have the proper shit for him to do it right.
Yeah, but who cares?
You're capable of hanging a TV the right way.
They are very much capable, and they probably would have done a better job than what I did.
Whatever. I don't think I overreacted.
I think you overreacted.
I was annoyed by the, did you sit up all night mad? Because I was like, what I sat up all night with
was
not this tweet.
It was poor timing. human and you have a natural reaction, a knee-jerk reaction to just respond.
Because I will always defend the man I'm dating.
You don't need to do that with me. Well, my actions will defend myself and my words will tell people to go fuck themselves. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I've gotten over the like buying lavish gifts, but I haven't gotten over defending the man I'm with.
Well,
so
listen, just let me defend myself, okay?
Okay.
And then
fend for yourself. Rachel Semmer.
Like you put me the lion's den all season. That's fine. I did it right.
Did Brock honestly not watch VPR before? How did he know the suck a dick for a Range Rover and the TV joke?
Okay. That's a good question.
That's not even just the TV.
Well, yeah. I feel like when people talk to you guys about memorable moments, like I'm like, wait, well, like I knew that was brought up. Okay.
Yeah.
And then like, that's
but it wasn't because you saw it on the show. It was just because we had talked
about it. Those are highlights when you talk with somebody like, well, actually, I'm like, wait, what? That happened? And then, yeah, I might go back and Google like James Kennedy getting punched in the face by Tom. Like, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sitting back. Guys, I have no time to go back and watch that.
No, there's
like,
too
I feel
much.
Like, I feel like I watched that one episode, right? It's on, and guys, it's on Bravo. Like it has the random replays. Remember? Yeah. I watched one episode. And it was when you were getting,
it
was Tom and Katie's wedding.
And then it was three months later.
And Sandoval was using the dog as
a tissue.
Tissue. What the fuck was that? Anyway, I watched that episode. And then at the end of it, it was Sheena's divorce and that. And I just felt, I came in and gave her a hug. And I said, I love you, honey.
Yeah.
Because I just watched, and I've experienced 1 year of it, what it was like for you to be fucking by yourself, to have people come at you. And that was why I wanted to film this season. That's why I wanted to be very honest.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be your plus one. And that's how the season started. I was your plus one. Turned to main cast, which was pretty wild. But it was because I didn't want, and I'm never going to let people walk over you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to have to be, I'd be as defensive as you. I think you can handle yourself in most situations. But if I need to, I'll be behind you and tell people to fuck off.
Yeah.
Especially at the reunion, honey. You got somebody sitting front row with you.
I've never had this.
That's what I wanted to give to you. I wanted to just support you. But to answer that person's question, no. Like, no. I think you could cap it at like 10 total episodes between multiple friends' houses or having it with their parents just watching it in the background and me just like, what is this shit? I think I remember one time my mom and my sister watching it. It was Jax yelling at Lisa. And I was like, yo, this dude is off his mind. I remember that like randomly, but it's not like stuck in my head.
Right.
Because mum and Nicole had a photo of you, remember?
Yeah.
It's an embarrassing moment, guys. But my mum and sister came over here and my sister loves the show. She wasn't Team Sheena when we first met. And she had photos of everyone from like Pride Parade. And I was like, wow, how crazy.
Yeah.
Because I remember my sister talking about like that. But yeah, never.
Like, who would have thought, like, oh, a year later, that girl on the pink car in the parade is going to, like, be carrying my niece. Who would have thought?
Wow.
Crazy.
And it's crazy to see because yesterday we just watched Lisa's, but that was that Watch What Happens? That was Housewives, right? Pandora's Wedding.
Oh, yeah. That was, they're doing way old reruns on Bravo.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Max looked young.
Oh, yeah.
He was a baby.
He was a teenager.
That's a great, your guys' show's been on for that long.
Yeah, I think Max was 16 when I met him.
I wonder how many of you guys' followers are like OGs.
I think we have quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you guys for the support you've shown Sheena over the years.
You.
And
we love you.
You know, I enjoy you guys this season.
So Disney Mom 1128 wants to know when is the wedding day and who is in it.
Oh, we
and
know.
We can't say too much, but yesterday we set a date.
We set a date, guys.
It's just a matter of getting the place that we want on that date, but we've picked a date.
It's happening, honey. You think I'm not going to make that work out?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. We will.
We will. We It'll know happen. Where it's going to be. We know the place. Now, if it's a destinational wedding, can we say that?
I mean, we've already said it. Yeah, it's going to be in Bali.
The problem is, well, now we got to figure out how to host a destinational wedding because me and you have differences on this. I want everybody to fly out.
Everybody, honey, you're talking like over 100 people. We can't do activities for a whole week with 100 people. That's not going to happen.
Can you hear me out?
Okay.
I think you have two options every day because you don't want to, because people are flying over the distance to go to Bali. We still want to give them free time. I would like to host an event each day. One will be
each day.
Well, they'll be like, well, listen, if we had a day, not every day, but we had a day, we had Rice Farm tours. And then we had another shuttle going to the quad bikes.
Yeah, honey, but not for 100 to 150 people. Like, no.
Why do we have to say no to 100? Because here's
That's so much planning.
I know, but here's the good part.
Brock's never planned a wedding, y'all.
Here's the good part. I think if people are paying, if people want to come,
they're coming to the wedding.
Yeah, but why limit them? They're flying halfway across the world.
They can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
They can come out early. Hey, guys, they can stay late. They can plan their own vacation.
This is a group itinerary.
Oh, it just sounds like so much.
The airplane's going to be litty as a titty. Book this one flight.
That would be fun.
And we'll get everyone on the same flight.
Yes, it would be fun if we were all on the same flight.
They land in.
I'm with you.
We do some touristy stuff for a couple of days. We give everyone the hotel to book into. Then we give everyone the second leg of the journey, which is in the jungle. The hotel to book into. We had three events there while we're out there. The monkeys, the waterfalls, Wise Farms, and the quads. You can do one of them. You can do none of them. You can do whatever you want. And then we have our wedding.
I think that is stuff that we should do with our immediate family and the bridal party only. That's too much. Trust me, honey.
But
it's
so
way too much. If we're inviting 100 people to the wedding.
For a four-day wedding to Bali.
Honey. That is not our job. Yes, that is normal. It's a destination wedding. It is not our job to provide activities for someone else's vacation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're coming to the wedding. If they want to make it their own vacation and come out for a week, that's on them. All of the activities and stuff we do should be immediate family and bridal party only.
Immediate family and bride. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
Because those are our closest friends and family, and everyone else coming is coming to celebrate our wedding, and we're going to spend the rehearsal dinner when we go out to Finn's or Omnia, whatever. Like, that's going to be a big thing to do with everybody. We're not having 100 wedding guests go to the monkey forest, and then 100 guests go on quads, and then 100 guests go, you know what I'm saying?
When you put it like that. You're right.
Yes, that's why I will be doing the planning.
Okay, but
what
do we
love,
do?
I love your vision.
I want everybody to have fun.
Everyone's going to have fun. It's going to be a fucking wedding in Bali on the beach. It's going to be awesome.
So we just worry about the week of.
Yes.
Those 5 days.
Yes.
And then people.
Everyone else does whatever the fuck they want. They can extend their vacay.
Should
in
we
Bali.
Put everyone else in like a group chat so they can kind of like do
We're
things
not putting
together?
100 people in a group chat.
Yeah, that'll be,
I don't think you remember how many people you've already like lightly invited.
I have, to be honest, if people want to fly to Bali to come to our wedding, like, and I know their face, perfect. Nice to meet you, bro. That's a mad trip you just made out. We'll have some fun.
Anyway, we also did.
We got to figure out our list.
We figured out our bridal party.
We did.
But we are not going to announce that anytime soon because we're...
Motherfuckers can get cut real quick now.
Well, you never know. Things in this group. Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I think our group's pretty solid.
No, it is. But I want to save asking people until like next summer.
Until
I don't want to ask anyone yet. I want to like make sure... Like we still need to go to Bali and make sure we can get the place we want. I want to figure out all those details.
Us.
Yeah, before.
Yeah, our sisters are going to help us, and then they'll do their liaisons for us, and then we'll fly in real quick, do the okay, and then lock it in, baby. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited for this. I really am, honey.
Well, yeah, it's our wedding. You better be fucking excited.
I know, but like, I know you've been, everyone's like, well, you've been married before, and then so have I. But mine was completely different. I've never got on one knee and asked someone to marry me until I did it with you.
Yeah.
And I am a bridezilla, whatever.
Groomzilla.
But I'm like a groomzilla of Tom Sandoval's loving. Like, I want everyone to have fun. So I will agree to what you said. My party.
Like, we're going
to
do activities.
Mine is limited to 5 days.
But
that's my
gonna,
limitation.
Yeah, but the activities that we are going to plan are going to be for the bridal party.
Yes. Okay. That makes
so,
sense.
Like,
perfect.
It's much easier to plan things for 15 to 20 people if you're including immediate family than it is for 100. That's why we're planning the wedding. That's for the 100 people.
I agree.
That's their activity. And then we can go to Finn's or Omnia or like something like that.
We have two people and everyone else does themselves. Okay. All right. Okay.
You heard it here first, people.
We just, I don't know. I want to make.
I know, but just trust me.
Okay.
The wedding will be.
All right, fine.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be good. And
next question.
The last one was Telly 443 just wanted to know, where's our first family vacation with Summer going to be? Hawaii.
Well, if your family's Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then my mother gets to come over next year.
Yeah.
And then that will be the first time. Summer will be 9 months. No, she'll be
a year.
Nearly a year old.
I know.
and she gets to see her Gigi for the first time and her auntie. So my mom and sister
hopefully,
are coming.
Hopefully before. Hopefully,
it's
you know,
happening.
The borders open up.
It's not happening.
Well.
I mean, what, you're going to fly back to Australia with summer? For what? Because right now the borders are closed. You have to fly home and still quarantine. We're not doing
that's
that.
That's not happening.
We got to wait. And that's the biggest one. Once the borders lift up, we'll be fine. I'm excited. Know.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening, for sending in all of your questions.
Send some questions in. Remember, we got a couple of polls. I want to see everybody. What was the one? You want us to host a podcast with your exes?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of them. If you guys recommend any ways to host or have really good destinational weddings, we'd love your feedback downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Leave with a 5-star review. Go for it. And then...
Thanks, honey.
That's Brock closing it out, honey. You can take it away.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And like I said, we will be back next week with Ariana. That is going to be a video podcast as well. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, you can watch along with us. Bye.
Bye.
Sheena Shea, Shea FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.